people. Respect the will of the people. Respect
Right to Die supporters crowded around the federal court building in Portland today as the fate of Oregon's assisted suicide law was delivered to the hands of a federal judge. The measure is the only one in the nation to allow terminally ill patients to request a prescription for a lethal dose of drugs with which to end their own lives. Oregon voters approved the law in two separate elections, but it has been openly opposed by Attorney General John Ashcroft. In November, Ashcroft issued a directive prohibiting doctors from prescribing lethal doses of drugs. The state immediately challenged the directive, and today, District Court Judge Robert Jones heard arguments in the case. NPR's Wendy Kaufman was in court, joins us now from the Portland studios of Oregon Public Broadcasting. Wendy, it seems that the big issue here is whether assisted suicide should be legal, but that wasn't the specific question before the court. What exactly were the arguments today?
The key question before the court is whether or not a 1970 anti-drug law called the Controlled Substances Act can be used to prevent Oregon doctors from giving dying patients lethal drugs. So that's sort of the narrow question. But the much, much more compelling issue before the court is one of state versus federal authority. And right off the bat, one of the attorneys for the state of Oregon said, in essence, what the Ashcroft Directive does is shift the balance of power between the federal government and the states. He said at one point that the Ashcroft Directive strikes at the heart of the liberty of Oregonians. What the state says is that the practice of medicine has always been controlled, historically been controlled by the states, that Oregon voters have voted twice to allow assisted suicide with a doctor's help, and that they should be allowed to do that.
So what's the federal government's response then to Oregon's arguments?
The federal government maintains that using lethal drugs to end your life and a doctor prescribing those drugs is simply not a legitimate medical practice. This is a key phrase in this whole debate. What exactly is a legitimate medical practice, and who is it that decides? The federal government, the U.S. Department of Justice, argued that it is the federal government that decides what that is if doctors are using prescription drugs that are within the purview of the federal government. And the U.S. Justice Department says that the Controlled Substances Act does apply in this case and that Oregon doctors cannot use these drugs. The Department of Justice argued that there's precedent in the Supreme Court and then in the Ninth Circuit Court that say that the federal government does have this authority. I should say at this point, Leanne, that one of the issues that has come up is pretty well known that the Attorney General does not like the assisted suicide law. And at one point, one of the lawyers for the state of Oregon said that the directive that Ashcroft issued is written in the first person. It says, "I hereby declare." And what the state of Oregon lawyers argue is that by Ashcroft issuing this directive unilaterally, he is basically trying to do by executive rule something which the Congress has so far failed to do.
The law's been on the books for 4 years, though. Are people using it?
So far, Leanne, 91 people have used it, more women than men, and supporters say the law is working well. Opponents say people are being pressured, are dying unnecessarily, and that it remains a really, really bad law.
Now, the judge has said he'll issue a decision within, what, 30 days? Is this going to be the end?
It won't be the end. He said today that he would rule between April 17th and 19th. He was very precise. But there's no doubt that whoever loses this round will appeal to the Ninth Circuit. And just about everybody is betting that this case will ultimately go up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wendy, thank you.
Thank you, Leanne.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Portland, Oregon.